In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Just how big of a role does technology play in the lives of today's kids? It might surprise you. Coming up, Kids and Tech, the evolution of today's digital natives.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. New findings from Influence Central's 2016 Digital Trends Studies reveal some eye-opening details about just how big of a role technology is playing in the lives of kids every day. How soon do kids really start using technology, and where are the trends going? Let's get some insight. Joining the Tech News Briefing now is Stacey DeBroff. She's the founder and CEO of Influence Central. Welcome, Stacey.
Thank you so much, Tanya.
So we see it all the time. You know, everyone is glued to their phone, and it's not just adults. Kids are tethered as well. First off, how soon does it start?
Well, we just fielded a new study on digital trends that was looking at kids over across the board, especially when it comes to their smartphones. And the new age in which kids are getting smartphones, the average age is 10.3 years old.
That seems rather young, because it's so funny to see these little people with these big cell phones just walking around. It's such a different time. Now, there are important ways smartphone use comes in handy with younger kids, though, and I know that's backed up in your research.
Yes, I think that one of the things that has changed dramatically in the tapestry of our lives with kids is that not only do kids want to use phones for connectivity, for social, but also for parents, we really want to keep track of them.
Right.
So one of the things that we see are parents are doubling down on GPS tracking. Now, where it was seldomly used 4 years ago, now 15% of the parents are turning on GPS to say, where are my kids? Do they go home with somebody else? Or allowing kids to call from the soccer fields and say, we just got rained out, I need a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that not only are kids tethered to their phones for connectivity, to text, to be on social platforms, but parents really want to reach their kids or know that their kids can text them and say, hey, I got to school safely, because a lot of kids are walking to school themselves, for example.
Right. That's really important. And speaking of the more cautious measures like monitoring kids via GPS, what's it like lately in terms of kids using the internet, being online? Are parents still, you know, very cautious about that whole realm?
I think parents' fears and anxieties about it have not decreased. But what we do see is that they're trying to figure out limits. The internet, we are now, if these were digital natives that we had as millennials, Gen Z, who are these kids that are rising up now, are very much a digital generation in terms of they're tethered to their smartphones and the internet. And so parents see it as a ubiquitous part of everyday life, but we see that 50% are trying to impose limits. They're trying to figure out how to guide that piece of it. They are putting down private access controls, so they say, you know what, if you're going to be on the internet, I need you to be out in the family room where I can see you. But in terms of strict usage, we see it declining because parents are recognizing that they need to figure out a way to modulate it and not turn it off.
Right, right. And another red flag as it pertains to tech and kids and monitoring them is social media. These days, how soon does it start on average for kids?
What's amazing is we hear, you know, even with these platforms having limits about age that kids can come onto it, we now see kids at about age 12 having social media accounts of their own. And if parents try to control that, they then go off onto their friends' houses or their phones. So the average age is actually 11.4 years old.
Wow.
And they are turning first and foremost to Facebook and Instagram. Instagram's rise is definitely connected to the ability for them to take photographs. And the texting, we see kids moving into virtual rec rooms. So even when kids are with each other and they might be having a play date or a sleepover, they end up texting each other and sending each other's pictures. So this virtual component, this moving of social media information back and forth, has become part of the rubric of how they socialize.
Gotcha. And moving back a little bit in terms of the ways we can use the smartphone in terms of parenting, I always notice, I mean, I don't have kids, but I always notice it's a great distraction in the car, you know. Does research back this up?
It surely does. It used to be that the big breakthrough was that the cars had DVD players and kids wouldn't say, how far is it that we get there? Now we see phones, 45% are turning to their smartphones, and we see a dramatic increase in tablets, up from 4 years ago to 55% from 26%.
Wow.
And each kid can be plugged in with earphones into their own entertainment, and I think that this is a lifesaver for parents when making long drives. And in contrast, Nintendo and the other handheld gaming devices, or the idea of everyone agreeing on a DVD to play, now kids are just watching their own media, engaging. And also what's going to be interesting to see how much it impacts this is when you look at the trends of cars, soon our cars are going to have their own built-in internet connections. And so I think that will just encourage kids to be even more engaged online and in their devices when on the go.
Right. And in keeping with the theme of using tech to parent, I can't imagine there's a more threatening punishment than the threat of losing a smartphone.
Well, like everything else, there is one of the best ways to get your kids' attention is to turn off something that they really depend on.
Sure.
And so we see parents using this from discipline. It's now up to a third of all parents are turning, really increasing the ability. And you see that across the fabric of our everyday lives with kids, where parents are saying to their kids, it's dinner time, it's bedtime, and they're basically putting out their hands saying, hand over your devices. And even when kids now come to parties, we see parents restricting them by saying, everyone put your phones in the basket. And it's sort of both a control but also a punishment, because when kids love to be connected and to be texting their friends, the idea of taking away that connectivity becomes a powerful way to get their attention.
Very good. Stacey DeBroff, thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you so much, Tanya.
That's it for the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, please check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Be sure to become a subscriber as well. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. For Android device users, look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech Podcast, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.